Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And today I'm still with my whites because we've been averaging in the 90s. So I really wanted something nice and cool, something refreshing to a certain point, but sticking with a couple of whites. In between dinner time, I'm grabbing a couple of red wines too, because I don't want to lose sight of the good red wines that's out there. But this week I'm running into, because I had a Chardonnay. If you see my previous reviews, I had a Chardonnay paper bark, but this one is a paper bark white blend. So check it out. Paper bark white blend. So this would make this one interesting. What makes this one interesting is it's from Australia, but it's a combination of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon, or Semillon. That's what most people look like. It's spelled S-E-M-I-L-L-I-O-N. Semillon. Semillon. Whatever. But it's an accident on the S on the E. But the Semillon is a grape that I actually had it on its own. And mostly this grape is grown in Australia and France. So you got a couple of areas that predominantly use it. It's not like it's not being done anywhere else. They have some in California, but I didn't see any of those. But the Semillon is usually used in a blend for a white Bordeaux in France. So if you get white Bordeaux, you know you're probably going to get a mixture of a mixture of a Sauvignon Blanc as well as a Semillon. But the Semillon, because I was chasing to get it, is it's usually a dry, sweet white wine. But I'm telling you, don't be fooled when they tell you it's sweet, because if you try to compare it to some other sweeter wines, like the Vouvray, the actual Riesling, the Gewürztraminer, even the Gruner Veltliner, those are kind of more on the sweeter side. When you get those, then you'll be able to say, this one is not as quite sweet as the others, but it's a full body. It's really full body. It's a lot more dry. But I grabbed this one, low cost wine. I got it in a package. This is just one of them that usually it's a blend. There's not really that much excitement in it, so I didn't look at it to say let me grab it and drink it early. But if you see, it has a little green tint. I'm not sure if you can see it as well as I do, but it has a greenish tint on it, and it makes it a lot interesting. So let's take a whiff of this. This is interesting. So I normally get the flavors or the aromas from a Sauvignon Blanc, but this is like papaya. And the reason why I know it's papaya, because when I went to the supermarket the other day, I started picking up some papaya because they said, hey, it's got some papaya smell, it's got some lemon smells. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let me go find my actual papaya. But the good aromas. So it's really inviting. It has that stony kind of mineral smell to it too. I really like that, because when you drink it, you kind of taste that as well. So let's take a swig. So more so on the Sauvignon Blanc side. It doesn't go higher on the sweetness. It gets you a lot of like the lemongrass, like they said. It's has some have a little heat to it, so it's a little more alcohol laced in there, so it has a bit of a heat on it. Don't get it too cool. When you get it too cool, it tastes sort of differently, and it's not as welcoming. So really get it slightly above room temperature and you get a lot more of the flavors as well as a lot more of the aromas. I like the aromas to be first so I can be, hey, look, I love how this smells. Let me continue to drink. Or I'm anticipating what it would taste like. So this aroma is really good when it's a slightly above the room temperature. So I keep it slightly chilled. When I over chilled it, dude, it was gone. You know what I'm saying? It was like, what am I drinking? So I had to let it sit, let it breathe, and go from that. So it turned into a decent wine. So with a price point of like $8.99, $9.99, it's not bad. You know, you can have it, and I like to have it with my salads. So some days when it's so hot, I'm drinking it with my salads, and it just balances it really, really well. So I like it. I think it's a nice, hey, let me just buy a wine and just go from there. So really decent wine, really worth it. Once again, it's a Paper Bark White Blend. The winery is Free Run Juice. When I heard that Free Run Juice, I was like, uh-oh, I'm about ready to drink a whole bunch of Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? But that's not the case. And it's from Australia. So, White Blend, Semillon, as well as Sauvignon Blanc. So, get it. It's a good price point and you'll probably enjoy it. Urban Wine Life. Check us out at urbanwinelife.com. Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network, where you see the video on YouTube. So you want to see it, you want to check it out and see everything from that. I have it on YouTube. My playlist is Urban Wine Life from that every Friday. So I got a lot lined up so you can see different things. Appreciate, I'm seeing a lot more from Oregon. Shout out to Oregon, folks. Thank you. Appreciate that. And a lot from overseas. So hey, look, if I'm giving you something that you enjoy, hey, I really appreciate the likes. I really appreciate the downloads. That's why I try to keep it as short as possible. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life. Later.